Blackstone Audio presents Berserker Kill by Fred Saberhagen.
Prologue. The ship was more intelligent in several ways than either of the people it was carrying. One task at which the optal brain of the ship excelled was computing the most efficient search pattern to be traced across and around the indistinct, hard-to-determine edges of the deep, dark nebula. Most of the time during the mission, the ship drove itself without direct human guidance along this self-selected course, back and forth, in and out among the broad serrations, the yawning million-kilometer chasms in the clouds of interstellar gas and dust that made up the Mavranari. The only reason that such ships weren't sent out crewless to conduct surveys without direct supervision was that their intelligence was inferior to that of organic humanity when it came to dealing with the unforeseen. Only breathing humans could be expected to pay close attention to everything about the nebula that other breathing humans might find of interest. A man and a woman, Skurlock and Carol, crewed the survey ship. The couple had known for months that they were very right for each other, and that was good because being on the best of terms with your partner was requisite when you were spending several months in the isolation of deep space, confined to a couple of small rooms, continually alone together. Carol and Skurlock had been married shortly before embarking on this voyage, though they had not been acquainted for very long before that. By far the greater proportion of their married life, now totaling approximately a standard month, had been spent out here nosing around the Mavranari Nebula. The ship was not their property, of course. Very, very few individuals.